From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. As tensions rise over North Korea's nuclear ambitions, U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, during a telephone conversation Friday, reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, U.S. residents are watching closely as the nuclear threat intensifies.
For many of these Los Angeles residents and tourists, it is difficult to imagine a potential nuclear threat brewing on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. But it is on the mind of Lital Gilad.
Yeah, I am worried. I think it is a real threat.
About 20 kilometers away, on the edge of downtown Los Angeles, is the neighborhood known as Koreatown. It sits in a county with the largest Korean population in the U.S. Yongsak-bae says she is worried.
We should attack first. We have to do something. They don't know what they're dealing with. We're not going to let it happen.
For now, life goes on in Los Angeles pretty much as usual, as residents and visitors watch and wait for more news. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The crisis in Venezuela was one of the topics discussed during talks Friday in New Jersey between U.S. President Trump, Secretary of State Tillerson, and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Also, the revelation by Mr. Trump that he's considering the use of force.
We have many options for Venezuela. This is our neighbor. This is, you know, we're all over the world. And we have troops all over the world in places that are very, very far away. Venezuela is not very far away, and the people are suffering, and they're dying. We have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option, if necessary.
His comments come as 2 days after his administration imposed new sanctions on Venezuela. This is VOA News.